producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. In honor of my computer crashing today, my computer crashes with great regularity, but this was just a different kind of crash, and this little stupid box came on and said, sorry for the inconvenience. And so we decided to do an entire program around my computer crash. It actually wasn't my computer crashing. It was my it was the phrase that they used. That although I can remember at one point my computer ate. I mean, supposedly once for everybody else, once something is on the computer, it's there forever, except for me. I actually wrote like eight, you know, I'd been writing for like 8 hours on my computer, and I still, to this day, don't know how I did it, but apparently I erased everything, and it was never there, and I got every computer nerd I could in the building to come and see if they couldn't find it. And so for everybody else, the computer is, once it's there, it's immortal. For me, it disappeared. So, at any rate, as I said, my computer crashing would not be a new thing, but this particular one was really irritating. All right, 855-993-7569, and what it did was generate a whole kind of thing about giving you guys a chance to share your most irritating phrase. And almost without exception, they're dismissive. They're the note that somehow what's important to you is not important, so get over it.
Right. There. Let's continue on with Terry. Terry says, what do you mean? As in, my tire is flat. And the reply is, what do you mean?
Like, what word did you not understand? Yeah. I just got an email from one of my French Canadians. He says, after having a conversation with someone and about ready to walk away, they say, take care. I hate it. It doesn't translate too well in French. Take care. I guess bon chance, that's good luck. I don't know. Anyway, all right, so say take care. What's better, that's kind of like have a nice day.
Yeah.
Or, you know, one of the dismissive ones is have a nice life.
Yeah.
That one, that really is dismissive. That's
that
like
really is.
Adios. Yeah. Yeah, not nice.
Let's continue on with Fran. Fran says just the word whatever.
Whatever. That's sort of fallen out of favor a little bit, don't you think?
You think so?
When's the last time someone said whatever to you?
Oh, probably like 2 days ago.
Well, whatever. Who said it?
My sister. We were talking about, I can't remember what we were talking about.
That's the ultimate dismissive one.
Yeah, but she wasn't so much saying it to me. We were having a conversation with something, I can't remember what it was. We were watching TV and it was something silly that was on TV, and my sister started talking about it, and then she just kind of went, whatever, to kind of end it. But
I'm trying to think if my brother said that to me. I am not really very fond of those kinds of statements. I mean, look, if you're saying, you know, I'm kind of over this. That's one thing. But whatever just seems, because at least you're taking responsibility. Yeah. Whatever just says you're an idiot.
Over it has become pretty popular the last couple of years.
You're just saying, just the phrase over it?
Yeah. Whereas,
as opposed to I'm over it?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Let's see. Let's go to Doug. Doug says one that we've actually touched on before. No problem. In response to thank you, whatever became of you're welcome.
Yeah.
Sad part is people who use the phrase have no clue that it's rude.
You could say to somebody, "How about just you're welcome?"
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think it's okay, especially if you do it with a smile on your face, of saying, "No, what I really meant was thank you." So I assume that what you mean is that I'm welcome.
Let's go to Chip. Chip says, I don't know what to tell you. He says, it's worse than a lame I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's kind of, again, it's saying, what matters to you does not matter to me, or I don't get it. I think that's very much, I don't care what you're saying.
Yep.
Or how many times should I say I'm sorry? How about once, sincerely?
Let's go to Kimberly has an interesting one. She says, when people say and use the term FML, I find it extremely negative. It tells me that the person has given up and is feeling sorry for themselves. It's not what happens in life. It's how you choose to deal with it. I think we have a pretty good idea of what the what FML actually is. And it's, I've seen it. I've seen people use it quite a bit.
I actually haven't. I get the F part. I get. I probably can figure it out. But
well, it's F, and then it's my ML is my life.
Yeah. Well, I got that part.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I got it. It just doesn't seem to me to be particularly anything.
Yeah. Or it's just kind of, you know.
Here's what LOL is kind of stupid.
Yeah, laugh out loud.
Yeah, exactly. What are you going to do, laugh internally?
Well, and I'd be curious. Here's one we could probably do a poll question on. How often, when you text or write in a Facebook message, LOL, how often, what's the percentage that someone is actually laughing out loud as they, if you send...
Well, I hope it's high, because I would hate that people are not only using phrase, but...
If only, 30% of that... time it's being used is somebody's actually laughing out loud. It's like, come on,
Well, I mean, hopefully, my sense of humor is so contagious that people are just knocking themselves out, getting a hernia from laughing. But we could probably do, which we're not going to, as of internet phrases, abbreviations, because most of them are obscene. So, I know. That's why I was chatting, so that you could sort of get the phone call, and I was going to talk about why we're not going to do a whole series of abbreviations, because most of them are techie, and we'd have to abbreviate them and stuff like that. So we're not actually going to do that. We came as close as we're probably going to come with irritating phrases. But in terms of LOL, I mean, I just think it's trite, but I'm assuming that people are, in fact, laughing out loud. I mean, you laugh at my jokes, Manny, but you sort of paid to.
And I do laugh out loud.
I'm a giggler.
I'm not going to text LOL to somebody if I'm not actually laughing out loud. It's just, it makes no sense to do that.
Well, you could do LI, laughing internally.
Yeah.
Or how about GS, giggling silently?
That makes sense.
Or how about SAL, smiling a lot?
That makes sense.
Perhaps not.
they have the little smiley faces.
Yeah, I like those
on the phones.
I like the ones that have smiley faces with heart eyes and stuff like that. And it took me a while to see that some of the teeth were different on them. I mean, because I was doing it on my phone, not on my computer. And on my phone, they're teensy. Mm-hmm. But what can I tell you, Irene, my darling? You are on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I just love your show. It's so much fun.
Well, thank you.
From the everyday jerky stuff that happens in life. Anyway, here's a couple of them for you. Too funny.
But that's at least positive.
Yeah, but if it were too funny, wouldn't you be laughing till you were crying?
That's a good point.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's me. How about... you know what I'm saying. They'll say something, and then they'll say, you know what I'm saying. It's like, yeah, because you just said it.
All right, so say what it was again that you were... I missed.
Somebody will say something. They'll say, I don't know, the sky is blue. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Well, I think I... So help me on this one, because, I'm just saying that. It popped up all of a sudden, and I don't quite get it.
I'm just saying.
Is it the same as saying it goes without saying? Is that what? Is that what? I don't know.
Dr. Joy, what are you saying?
Yeah, I mean, if it goes without saying, why are we spending breath on it, and why am I using any eardrops for it? I mean, why? If it goes without saying, don't say it.
Right. Okay. Here's another one.
All right. Let me put you on hold. We'll come back and get the next yummy one in just a minute. Hang on for me, Irene. 855-99-375-69. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors not available in all states.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-3-7-5-6-9. Irene is sharing her most irritating phrases with us. What do you got, Irene?
Here's another one. I feel like I'm being a complainer, but this is like when you go to a restaurant, like a fine restaurant, and you get a waiter or waitress come up and say, how are you guys? How are you guys? It's always you guys. You guys this and you guys that. I don't know. It's just gone out of control.
See, I'm much more object to, I'll be taking care of you today. And I'm thinking, does that mean I get a back rub? I've actually said that. And one of them actually gave me a back rub. So it's actually worth saying.
Oh, wow. I like
that. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Well, I don't know. I live in Michigan, Dr. Joy.
And everybody overuses you guys. It's always you guys this and you guys that. It's like, it makes me
Well, but the problem is, if they say men and women, then yeah, I mean, saying you folks, I mean, it's, you know, how do you, because, look, we people, have you ever waited tables?
Oh, yeah, for 12 years.
Okay.
And, so, I mean, in the 80s, but, and you would never say that, you know, how are you this evening?
But you probably say you folks, maybe. Or how are you doing? How are you guys? So I know you guys is maybe a little sloppy, but it's pretty ubiquitous. Because you and I know when we're waiting tables, what we're trying to do is be so charming that we'll get a big tip. So yeah. I think that's just, as I said, all right, the place Manny wanted to know, I've actually done that a number of places, because it just seems like, you know, I'll be taking care of you, or is there anything more I could do for you? And I've actually said back rubs. All right, this place... It was like a little old, like it was something out of the 50s, I swear to you.
Okay.
And the little old lady who was actually waiting tables or seating people, she was my wait person. She was not a little college grad or an actor to be. And she said, "Darling, is there anything else I can get you?" And I said, "A back rub." And she started giving me a back rub. And she was lovely. I've actually been back to that place. The guy that owned it, apparently, it was supposed to look like a Brooklyn diner, which it did. And from something out of like the 50s, I assume, I was not here. And then he retired. And I think this woman had to have been... at least mid to late 80s. I mean, she was great. She's my role model. That's who I want to be when I grow up.
Yeah,
all right, so what else?
Sure.
All right, you got another irritating one, Irene?
No, I'm done complaining.
You're done.
And I'm really a very positive person.
Well, but see, now you can go and be positive because you just dumped all that negativity. It's all done. You're fine.
I know. Isn't that great?
Don't you feel much better? Yeah.
I feel like I've been cleansed.
Exactly. This is the dumping ground. Absolutely. Go forth, my child, and be happy.
Thank you. You as well.
Thanks, Irene. I could say goodnight, Irene, but she's probably only heard that 40,000 times. 855-99 Dr. Joy. Peggy, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
This is irritating, and I hear it mostly from teenagers, but it's like, "Hello, how are you?" really fast. Like, "Hello, how are you?" They don't mean it.
Well,
they don't care how I am.
Well, and your response is probably fine, thanks, how are you, right? I mean, which is equally equally sort of, it's not so much dismissive as much as, well, it is a little dismissive. It's saying, it's kind of what we used to call in the old days an icebreaker. Of saying, how are you? You know, it's a time waster, but it's also sort of, it's kind of metaphorically sniffing each other's hands, right? Of saying, okay, I'm not going to hurt you. Right?
Well, I guess. It just seems like it's rude. It's like they don't care how I am.
Well, let me ask you a question. If somebody who was more a contemporary of yours said, how are you, would you feel differently about it?
Oh, yeah. The tone of voice makes a big difference.
All right. So you're saying that it's kids being, you're too old to pay any attention to.
Yeah, it's like a new way that they start saying, hello, how are you, or like,
I guess I haven't run into anybody. I'm trying to think if I've run into anybody that age anytime recently. Maybe not. I mean, I'll have to sort of watch out for the vernacular. I'm trying to think where I would run into somebody that age. I'll sort it out. I'll see if I can figure out somebody to run into that age. Because, you know, you really can get out of, out of touch a little bit. On the subways, although, you know, I think I've sort of moved into that era or that age where, like, people comment on my sneakers. Say, "Well, dude, where'd you get those sneaks?" And what they may be saying is, those sneaks don't belong on your feet. They belong on mine. I don't know. I'll see if I can't run into a teenager who'll be rude to me, and so I can report back.
Okay.
Thanks, Peggy.
You're welcome. Bye.
I actually care how people are, so I mean that's kind of my job. Although when people say, most times when people say how are you, I say I'm fine. How are you doing? And quite often they say, well, I could use some help. So that's kind of one of the entrees. Ava, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Sure.
This has driven me nuts for years. And when your gentleman said something about the saying no problem instead of you're welcome, it just hit me. When you go to fast food places or the most upscale banks or financial institutions in the world, they will look you right in the face and they'll say, can I help the next person in line instead of next? Remember back in the good old days, they used to say, may I help you? And it's like, where did may I help you go?
That's a good point. Or they won't even say, they'll just say next person.
Or just
right.
Next.
Yeah.
Right.
No, that's
right.
A good point.
Yeah.
Right. What happened?
I don't know, because it's not like it saves time, right? I mean, the amount of time of saying, may I help you, and next, well, I suppose it's a little bit of time. But most of them are not that rushed. And especially, I mean, they're talking on their cell phone, they're doing their manicures, they're talking with each other. But, I agree.
Yeah.
I went to the DMV one time, and the person said, I heard him yell out, who's next? Like, it's not even really like, you know, can I help the next person? It's who's next?
But I think Ava's right. Next person in line, as opposed to may I help you?
Right. Yeah.
I mean, like you know that you're the next person in line. I mean, you don't need. Yeah. Good point.
Yeah.
Next person in line.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Oh, and you just have this mental image of them of like a cattle car. You know.
Right.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
I have to deal with one more human being than the person after.
Yeah.
Not even the person.
Yeah.
Then.
Yeah. We're customers about ready to hand them money, and we're being treated like the cattle. I like a nuisance. I don't get it.
Yeah, could you be the next person in line so I could go home or go on my break?
Right.
Or, yeah, no,
you,
the next
ready,
person in line.
Yeah.
Exactly. If people said, darling, may I help you? You know, and I like the signs that.
Better.
Yeah, or I like the signs that say, don't use your cell phone when someone's on their cell phone. I mean, there was this woman at the grocery store, and first of all, I'm going to be really catty. She had on the tightest white pants I've ever seen, and it was clear she wasn't wearing any underwear because there was no room for any underwear. And she's talking on her damn cell phone, and she's already been through, but no one else could go through. Ava, you got any more? Should I put you on hold?
That's it.
All right, Ava, listen, darling, we'll just take the next person in line. Sorry, it was just a joke.
No problem.
I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facilities safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Greetings, phenomenal ones. This is Dr. Jeremiah C. Hackley of Phenomenal Center. I want to invite you to the Phenomenal Health and Healing Conference in the city of Knoxville, February the 7th and the 8th. We have coming Dr. Joel Wallach. He is a two-time Nobel Prize nominee, the Humanitarian Award winner for natural medicine, featured at the United Nations, and have 75 peer-reviewed published in health journals. Dr. Wallach has an answer for you. Call us right now. We only have 100 seats. 865-851-7269. Health is not a matter of chance, but it is a matter of choice. Call us right now. 865-851-7269.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Now available to own on video and DVD.
Alrighty, well, there are basically four DVDs that come out today, and I'll tell you which my favorite is. One of them, well, I'll tell you all about them. First of all is The Disappearance of Eleanor Rigby, which was two films originally called Him and Her. It stars Jessica Chastain and James McAvoy, Viola Davis, William Hurt, and Isabelle Huppert. So it's a big, fancy cast. It's not an easy movie to watch, but it's very interesting. A relationship that talks about love and empathy. Once happily married, Connor and Eleanor find themselves as strangers, longing to understand each other in the wake of a tragedy. The film explores the couple's stories. They try to reclaim the life and love they once knew. So it's done a lot in flashback as well, and pick up the pieces of a past that may be too far gone. I like this. I didn't like it. It's long. It's 2 hours and 3 minutes. And some great performances. I think James McAvoy is terrific. I am not quite as much a fan of Jessica Chastain, but she's the it girl this year and coming up as well. She's certainly beautiful. I guess part of it depends on how much you invest in the characters. It is certainly a downbeat film. But it's worth watching. It didn't do terribly well in the theaters, even though it did well at Cannes, but it didn't do terribly well in the theaters. I think basically people want upbeat stories, I think, more, although I suppose American Sniper is one of the statements against that. But war stories are a different category than love stories, I think. Dear White People is one of those movies that is shocking in a way. A campus culture war between blacks and whites at a predominantly white school comes to a head when the staff of a humor magazine stages an offensive Halloween party. It also has a broadcaster who's an African-American woman. I didn't actually know any of the people who were in it, but it's well done. The subject matter is certainly somewhat shocking. It's supposed to be a satire. I think that the satire sort of got away from the movie making, and that it's not a terribly watchable movie, even though you sort of want to like it because it's at least taking on some important issues. But again, it's sort of trying to be satiric. John Wick, which is Keanu Reeves, which I saw it well after it came out. I didn't review it when it first came out because they didn't screen it. And I think this was I kind of like this movie. I really went a bit kicking and screaming, but I thought it was actually a pretty good movie. It's got Willem Dafoe in it. An ex-hitman comes out of retirement to track down the gangsters that took everything from him. With New York City as this bullet-riddled playground, Keanu Reeves is a fresh and stylized take on the assassin genre. I thought it was actually pretty good. You saw this too, Maddie, didn't you?
I did, yeah. I liked it a lot. I thought it was awesome.
Yeah, I was really surprised at how, how interesting the movie was. And Keanu is one of those guys who sort of is maturing into a much more interesting actor than he was as a very young man. But I suppose it could be said about all of us, one way or the other. The other movie that comes out this week, which they didn't screen for me, and I wouldn't have seen anyway, because a scary movie scared the living daylights out of me, is Ouija, the Ouija board movie, which did very well in theaters. Of all of these four movies, it probably did the best in terms of box office. But what can I tell you? My pick, believe it or not, would probably be John Wick. I thought it was a surprisingly entertaining, interesting movie with good performances. And it's violent, but what can I tell you? What movie these days is not violent? So, and at least it's violence in a context as opposed to just sort of cartoon violence. So, I thought it was a surprisingly interesting movie. And especially today is Happy Carrot Cake Day, which I had forgotten to mention in my enthusiasm over icky phrases. All right. Or irritating phrases. All right, so we want to do some more irritating phrases here.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. You're loving this, I can tell.
Oh, I'm
it's getting in touch with your inner bah humbug.
I am chomping at the bit on this. I love it. let's go.
And it wasn't even his idea. So there you go. It was mine. Mine.
Let's go to Dana. Dana says, her least favorite phrases and whatnot. She goes, no one knows what it means, and it's just filler talk.
And so this would be, I'm not sure that I would know the context of that, and someone just saying, no, and you say, and whatnot, or whatever. I'm not sure I've ever heard that actual phrase. Have you?
Oh, yeah. Where somebody will say, like, there's a, if a car is turning right on a red light and a policeman doesn't like it and pulls him over and gives him the rundown on why he can't do it and whatnot, you know what I mean? Like it's.
This sounds like a Midwestern phrase. This is, Middle America phrase. I don't think I've ever heard it.
Yeah, it might be a Midwestern thing.
I think this may go along with pop. Yeah. Never heard that one.
But I agree. I think it's kind of just kind of an added.
It's just filler.
Yeah, it's just filler talk,
Yeah.
Let's go to Karen. Karen says,
"When you're just having such a good time. I don't think you should get paid for today because you're just having such a good time.
I'm having too much fun.
Can I have my $5 bet back? Probably not. I lost $5 to him on the Super Bowl.
Yep, thank you.
I question whether or not he should really collect, given the fact of how wonky the last couple of seconds of that game were. But he said he didn't feel the least bit guilty about it. So
I should thank Pete Carroll and Russell Wilson for giving me that $5.
There you go.
Let's go to Karen. Karen says, when people use the word axed instead of asked.
Yeah. Well, that's just poor grammar, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Lauren says, this is one we've talked about before, no problem, especially when said by a wait person to a customer requesting a correction to what they ordered.
Yeah, I mean, that... that one seems to fall in kind of a gray area. That's a little less irritating because it's obviously something positive. They're going to say, you know, that this isn't. Don't worry about this. It's not going to create any real problem for me. I'll do it for you. But there are probably better ways to say it.
Yeah, Valerie.
And doing the Spanish version, no problemo, doesn't take to get you off the hook. So there. In case you're thinking about that, don't even think about it. I know you were thinking about that. Well, no problem. It's not okay, but no problem. It sounds at least international. No, Manny. All right, what else?
Valerie says her example is, like I said, and I'm actually guilty as charged for using that quite a bit, too.
That's just kind of reinforcing I'm smarter than you are. So, yeah, Manny does that a lot, folks. Yeah, right.
Like I said.
bad, Manny, bad.
Christine says, I don't think I've ever heard this before. She says, pop of color, way overused.
No, that's a very fashion kind of phrase. So
okay.
that's more a girl thing.
Okay.
Yeah, no, they're talking about, like, if they were describing what someone was wearing, they would say, oh, it's got a pop of color or a room or something like that.
Okay.
That you might have some outrageous pin or a piece of jewelry or, a throw pillow or something that took basically a relatively benign and ordinary kind of situation or color situation, an outfit or a room or something, and add a pop of color. So that's kind of a girl designer kind of phrase. So it's obvious that you would not necessarily, well, not obvious, but it's not surprising that you would know that. I think that's more a girl phrase than a guy phrase. Pop of color, pop. Bill, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy. Bill, hi there.
Yes. Hello.
Hi there.
Hey, this is Dr. Joy Brown.
It is.
Hey, thanks a lot for all your encouragement. I got my briefing completed for the United States Court of Appeals for Veterans Claims. Going to turn that in today.
Good for you. Good, good, good.
And hopefully I'll be able to get... I know there's some people out there that believe in disabled veterans issues. My show comes on at 4, right after yours. I don't know if we carry another hour there on Pier 1490 out of Bradenton. But,
I don't know either.
Hopefully I'll find somebody to underwrite a few broadcasts, and I thank you for your help today.
Well, you're welcome. So you got your papers all filed and everything?
Yeah, you know,
No. Don't go negative on me. You know, you gotta believe. Did you file them in person or in mail?
I send them in the mail. I gotta get a.
Right. What you may want to do is get a receipt requested. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Let me put you on hold if you need to talk some more. But congratulations, that's great. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. And I don't know about you guys, but Manny and I have had a ball today sort of just letting you vent about the most irritating phrases that you could come up with. And we've found a couple that were, I think, are primarily regional. But that's okay. You're allowed to be regionally irritating or irritated. So let's sort of round up today's last of the irritating phrases, unless we get an avalanche overnight, which
is entirely possible.
Yeah, cold enough for you here? Okay, what else we got?
Let's go on to Patty. Patty says, at the end of the day, I'm actually guilty of using this myself quite a bit.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's again, the attempt, I believe, is to offer a perspective of saying, look, even though things may be really irritating at this moment, when all is said and done, which is also another irritating phrase, that everything will be okay. But again, it's dismissive. Almost all of these fall into whatever your concern is not a big deal. And that's a way of making somebody really unhappy with you. So there are different ways of saying it. For example, of saying, what can I do to help, for example? Maybe because I think that the phrase of at the end of the day is really one of frustration of saying either it's not that big a deal or I don't know what to do about it or you've complained about it before or, you know, but so just saying to somebody, what can I do to help, may offer them the perspective of, well, it's not that big a deal or here's what I want from you. And it just, I think, an easier way. Ask yourself if you were bringing to someone's attention something that felt really important to you, what would make you feel better that they understood, that they were sympathetic? Well, they might not agree with you as to the urgency or the intensity or even the importance of what you're bringing, but because they care about you, they care about what you're concerned about. And I think all of these have in common with one another the idea of being dismissive, of saying what matters to you is not very important, which is, and the implication being that you're not very important. And that presumably is not something that you really want to do. And if you do want to do it, understand the consequences can be pretty unhappy, because people, especially when they're feeling lousy, don't want to be told that they're not important. I mean, whoever wants to be told they're not important under any circumstances? And and by, you know, and by sort of projection, if you say what you think is not important, what you feel is not important, then you're not important. And that's what all of these phrases tend to have in common.
Let's go on to Lynn. Lynn says, butt hurt.
I beg your pardon.
Yeah. She says it's disrespectful and dismissive, yet used to describe someone that nobody intended to offend.
Is that like saying a pocket call? I don't know what a butt hurt is.
I think it's just kind of someone who's kind of bitter.
Overly sensitive?
Yeah. I think that's a good way.
I've never even heard that term.
I've heard it. I've heard it before.
You probably used it, but
I've never used it.
I think this may be, again, a reasonable thing.
I've said other things that I probably
give me a metaphor that's not going to get us taken off the air summarily.
Well, I think it just kind of, it's maybe if somebody got left out of, or somebody didn't get an invite to a certain party, and all their friends got an invite to a party, and they're upset about it, so then they might be viewed as, you know, being, you know, butthurt.
I've never heard that.
That's at least, you know.
It means like left out?
Yeah. Or not necessarily left out, but just kind of feeling,
caring about something that's not worth caring about.
Yeah.
But that's because you got invited and they didn't.
Yeah. Or not, you know, just feeling disrespected, and even though maybe they probably shouldn't feel as disrespected as they might feel.
The only time I would ever use that term, I think, is when I'd been in 4 screenings in one day and my butt hurt because I'd been sitting so long. But I don't think that's what you meant, right?
No, it's been used in other ways than that.
See, not by me. I've never even heard of it. All right, so keep moving along.
Karina says, let me ask you a question.
And I think that, unfortunately, that's kind of the Ebonics kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a bad idea because it really, it's not dismissive. It's just ungrammatical, and it's like making a typo on your resume. You don't want to do that because it'll instantly get you dismissed for no particular reason other than a misuse of a word.
Let's go to Dawn.
A mispronunciation of a word, I suppose.
Yep. Let's go to Dawn. Dawn says, when women use crude terminology, I know that makes my thinking old, but I cringe at some of the things that come out of women's mouths these days. She doesn't really give an example, but
I can think of several, but then that would only be underlining her point. Yeah, I mean, there is that kind of thing. I remember whispering an a sort of naughty four-letter word into my uncle's ear at one point, and he was grievously offended. And he wasn't so much offended because he hadn't heard the word before, but that I was a female saying it. And that's exactly why I did it. That was kind of my bra-burning, sign-carrying moment of saying, look, that you can't, that men and women should not be held to different standards. Because I've heard people say, well, you know, it's even worse when women are drunk than when men are. No, it's not.
Yeah, it's equally bad.
Or someone saying to me, well, you think like a man. And they mean it as a compliment. And I've always said, no, I don't. I think like a smart woman. Because I don't think like a man. And first of all, I'm not sure. It depends what you're thinking about. If you're thinking about relationships, I think men and women could sometimes think about relationships differently. But when you're thinking about physics or math or science, there's not a female way of thinking and a male way of thinking. They're just thinking. They're just clear thinking or muddy thinking. And so, you know, I sort of get a little staunch about that. But the idea that somehow women cursing is less attractive than men cursing, I hear what you're saying, but I think it's a generational thing. And I think for my generation, we do it almost out of perversity of just saying that we want to be treated equally. We want to have equal potty mouths, which, you know, it's part of how we sort of approach the world of saying biology is not destiny.
We've got a couple more people that said it is what it is. That's definitely
I think it is what it is
probably public enemy number one when we're talking about this.
Even worse than sorry for the inconvenience. Of course, maybe that one's just mine. Mine. I own that one. Mine.
Here's an interesting one from Bonnie. She says, if you loved me, you would.
Yeah. Well, but yeah, and that's, you know, I've been really against that. It's actually in a bunch of my books. The idea being, if you love me, you'd know. And then when he says something back, you say, what am I, a mind reader? Bad communication.
Yeah.
On both sides.
And then we got a couple more to wrap it up with. A couple more saying, just saying, and you know what I mean. So,
yeah.
It is what it is again. So, yep.
All right, let's all agree that we hate. No one for the next 24 hours is going to say any time it is what it is. All right, promise me that, folks.
I promise I won't.
Yeah, it is what it is. 855-99 Dr. Joy. It isn't what it's not. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.